Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
In the meantime, have we made it to drink it time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 66-year-old Tongnath Chaturvedi of Mathura, India. After 22 years and more than 100 hearings, our friend Tongnath, he has finally won his lawsuit against the Northeastern Railway, which is part of the state-owned rail monopoly, Indian Railways. Now, sure, his family and friends told him he was wasting his time, urged him to drop the case, but Tongnath was determined to fight until the bitter end. And he did. And he won, damn it. And after two decades, he was finally victorious in his lawsuit, and a judge has ordered Northeastern Railway to refund his 25 cents that he was overcharged for a ticket in 1999. Now, before you give me the... No. He paid for two tickets. They only gave him the equivalent of 10 cents back. He's like, you owe me another 25 cents. They said, man, we don't. He took him to court. It happened in 1999. He has had 100 hearings. 22 years later, the court finally agreed with him. But wait. He's not done. He was also awarded interest, bringing his total to, I hope everyone's sitting down, $3.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
$0.50.
That's right. It's the principle.
His family pointed out, however, that's great. You spend the equivalent of $250 to fight this, and you made $3.50.
It's the principle.
That's right.
This is hard.
22 years, he made $3.50 because he wanted his goddamn 25 cents.
He wanted to know he was
back.
Right.
Guess what? I don't know if the court agreed with him or if they're just like, Jesus Christ, dude, you know what? Here. Either way, good on him. He stuck with it, and he represented himself. Cool. He is a lawyer, after all. And obviously, he's a good lawyer when it takes 22 years to get 25 cents.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a lawyer, so he didn't have to pay somebody. Mm-hmm.
Damn right. That's what I'm saying. Just making that cheddar, Ted.
Hope he buys a couple Arizona iced teas.
Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat you party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Really, really bad.
To be honest with you, not a bad choice and a bad choice Friday. Football season this weekend, doing a little jock jams. So CNC Music Factory, going to make you sweat, taking on EMF, and unbelievable. Mike, how was the voting?
It never really got any closer there, Miles. It always leaned one direction. We actually had a very big accomplishment here on the show earlier this week. We finally released our salsa in stores, much like our salsa.
Yes.
Bad Choice Friday is going to make you sweat.
Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room. 99.9 KISW. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Would you like to hear David Alan Greer?
Sure. He's an option.
I'm just saying he's an option.
He's filling in for
Jimmy.
My man.
Jimmy Fallon? Seth Meyers? Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have talented teams of writers come with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some entertainment news. Kevin Federline has released a video of his ex, Britney Spears, yelling at their children for not wearing shoes in a store. In retaliation, Britney has released Kevin of the checks that she gives him every month.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He makes all his money off Britney Spears.
Oh, I know.
It's like, it's a mom yelling at her kids because they're not wearing shoes in the store.
Yeah, look, if you took a video of every time I got in my kid's case, it is what it is. It is situational.
We also talked about the fact that we talk to our kids worse than any other person on the planet.
Yeah, you stink, get in the shower.
Right, that's not okay. Right, that really affects them. But that's what we do.
In North Korea, Kim Jong-un declared victory over COVID. Looks like my end of summer plans are back on.
Myers.
Fallon.
Fallon.
In North Korea, Kim Jong-un declared victory against COVID. All right, it looks like my end of summer vacation plans are back on. Okay.
Disney Plus announced details on their new ad-supported option, which is called Disney Plus Basic. Can I get Disney without the insult? Disney Plus, but it's really into Uggs and pumpkin spice.
Myers. I'll go Fallon again.
Fallon.
Some entertainment news. Disney Plus just announced details on their new ad-supported option, which is called Disney Plus Basic. Can I just get Disney minus the insult? You know what I'm saying? I just feel Disney Plus Basic. It's like Disney Plus, but it's super into Uggs and pumpkin spice.
Speaking of which, it's still summer. Get out there, enjoy it. Wear your suntan lotion.
Yes.
But I could see them already.
Well,
sweaters.
Pumpkin spice. Oh, yeah.
Tight jeans, knee-high boots. And they all have that same hat. It's not a cowboy hat. I don't know what you call that hat.
Right.
Sun hat.
Very specific.
It's not a sun hat because it's like almost, it's round. You know the fall look. Like, they'll all be out, but they'll be out soon. Also, for the record, I am a basic bitch. Pumpkin spice is delicious. I'll drink iced lattes all year round on weekends. Just the weekends.
I'm ready for soup and chili.
Ooh.
Cold weather food.
I will say I enjoy the pumpkin spice. The cold brew was better.
All right.
Yeah, the cold brew was stupidly good. It was.
So, oh, God. I have eaten, like, a tub of that San Juan salsa. The men's room roasted red.
Yes, sir.
I want to make that in chili.
Ooh,
yeah. So I'm so fired up. Like, I'm like, just get cold for them.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be there. All right, so Lisa Kudrow. We all know her from Friends, right?
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And nothing else.
No, she didn't.
What was her show on Showtime?
If it takes that long to think of it, the comeback.
It was really good.
HBO.
I know it was good, but people know her from Friends.
It is awesome.
No, I know. You're like, enough. I'm like, nah, she has a couple shows.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm the only apologist for Joey. I can't think of his name right now.
Matt LeBlanc.
But same thing, right? He just played like an extension of himself.
Yeah.
Right.
Matt the White. Well, that's what his name is.
But it kind of
LeBlanc.
Well.
Oh.
Matt the White. Look, Jessica Alba is what? Jessica White. If you do the translation, right? It's not as exciting when you actually translate people's names. You're like, oh.
But she's darker.
What language is Jessica Alba?
What's that?
What language is Alba?
Spanish. Albus, Alba. Albumin, that would be the white of the egg.
Yeah, Blanco, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, remember, there was, I want to say there was a pitcher in the major leagues, and his, I can't remember his last name, but it trans, basically it was Jose something, but translated to Joe Table.
Right, it's Mesa.
Oh, yeah.
Jose Mesa. That sounds cool. So it's Joe Table. Right, it's just not as cool when you translate.
I want that to be my secret name
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, that translates to English. Not like that's not what that means.
I mean, if my last name were Table and I went to Mexico, they'd be like, man, that's cool.
It's like Nova translates into no-go.
No-go.
So, right. like, that's, yeah. it just... So it's lost in the translation.
Sure. Lisa Kudrow, who we know from the comeback, she was once on Friends. She ran into Jerry Seinfeld, this was years ago, and he took credit for the success of Friends.
What?
She says, quote, I remember going to some party and Jerry Seinfeld was there, and I said, hi. And he said, you're welcome. And I said, why, thank you. What? And he said, you're on after us in the summer, and you're welcome. But instead of slapping Jerry for being a swarmy jerk, basically, Lisa, she agreed with him. She says Friends was doing well in the ratings during its first season, but it really exploded in the summer when its reruns aired after Seinfeld. Like, I've heard Seinfeld will be a little standoffish, but, like, I don't think he's totally wrong. And she's like, no, it
he was probably joking, but being serious.
I mean, it helped, but Friends is, and I'm not a big Friends fan, but like, credit is due that. That show was successful on its own just based on how you heard people talk about it. Right? Whether it's Ross and Rachel or whatever the hell was going on, that show itself, people were really into
it. Yeah. NBC at that point in time, if they put something on Thursday or Friday night, they were pretty well good on establishing that. It was like the must-see TV.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think the lead-in helps a ton.
They had cheers years before. They had cheers. Like Thursday night was their jam.
I get it. A lead in helps, but they don't continue to watch if you're not good.
Correct.
That's all I would say. Absolutely. I hear what you're. Hey, thanks for not sucking, but we did fine on our own.
We don't owe this to you.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
I'm so bummed I missed the final episode of Seinfeld. So I was at an Orioles game.
It really wasn't good.
It was terrible.
You know, you're right. I mainly just remember because I've told this story. Mike Mussina took a liner right off his nose.
I played Inagata DeVita.
And what, watched it?
No, I played it because I knew everyone was gone. So, like, 17 minutes.
Oh, right, you could just play it.
I played it. And Bill Pasha lost his mind. And I said, hey, man, like, he's like, what are you doing? I was like, you can listen to Inagata DeVita, which is 17 minutes, or you can watch Seinfeld. My money says that everyone's watching Seinfeld. So I'm going to take this time to play Inagata DeVita and watch Seinfeld.
That makes sense.
He's like, all right.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm trying to remember, like, finales of shows I've watched. I think the weirdest one was I watched the series finale of Dawson's Creek. I was completely confused.
Dawson's Creek.
Because I had never watched it. I also watched the final episode once of Dexter.
Dexter,
again, when you haven't seen a single episode, the final episode is wicked confusing.
MASH and Seinfeld. I'm trying to think of...
A lot of shows go back to the end before they start the beginning. So it kind of helps to work...
Sure.
A lot of people read the last chapter of a book before they start the book.
Right.
Like, there's a weird thing.
Well, I get what you're saying, but it's also just kind of funny. Like, I've never seen it. I'll just watch the last episode. I remember as a kid trying to... you're a kid, right? But I remember Tonight Show, Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be his last episode, right?
Right.
And, as a kid, like, you know, you wake up at weird times, but I always liked late-night TV. So I remember my mom was like, you guys can, like, bring your mattress out here.
You can watch this.
You can stay up and watch Johnny Carson's show. And I remember waking up in the morning, like, crying, being like, I missed his last show. Like, what? Yeah, because we fell asleep on the mattress for kids. I can't remember what year he retired, but, like, that makes sense. Like, 11:35. That's
when you're
late.
A kid, it's a struggle.
Yeah, like, do you remember all the times you try to stay up for New Year's?
Oh, dude.
Hopped up on ginger ale?
You mean, like, last year? it gets harder as you get older.
It does. Depends on what you're doing.
Oh, hell with it.
As you say, I think a lot of people are a fan of hers right now. I know The Rock is, but Megan Thee Stallion was on with Jimmy Fallon, and they did some thank you notes in 01.
Thank you, dimmer switches, for letting me feel like I'm DJing my living room.
Yes!
Okay. Thank you, birthday candles, for being crayons that like to get lit.
Thank you, steel wool, for looking like a loofah for robots.
Thank you, the phrase, let me check my calendar, for being the prequel to the word no.
Ah,
Let me check my calendar.
Yeah,
no, I can't do it.
Which is funny, right? Because, like, throw, I don't know if you and Mike do it. I know Miles and I do, right? Every year we get those desk calendars.
I don't. No. And look, real quick, the reason I don't, my wife gets one every year. And I never read it, okay? Now, okay, we have a little home office, computers there, right? Every morning I get up, I go to the computer first, see what's happening in the world, start preparing for the show. It's about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And the calendar is directly under this computer. And every time I glance down, every single date in any month has something written in it. And I have determined I refuse to read it. And that is why I do not do it here. But it just stresses me out.
All right, you're right. And, like, look, I have a smartphone. There's plenty of ways to remind yourself about stuff.
I have a wife, yeah. I mean, trust me, bro. Hey, today we're doing so.
And she's
so
very organized and
she
very
is
to the point.
Exceptionally organized.
I mean, she
organized.
Makes it easy for you.
But that
she
desk does, calendar is, like, gospel. Like, if I write in, like, a sporting event or, like, a vacation or going to a wedding, like so I use that line on people sometimes where they're like, hey, man, are you free this weekend? And I'm like, in 2 months on a Saturday? Let me get back to you on Monday when I check.
I will check my calendar.
But you literally
had this today.
Like, you actually mean it.
I text. You have a physical next Wednesday. I'm like, I know that. I have it on my desktop calendar.
But think about this. So many people are disingenuous, like myself, but when we say that.
Yeah.
So that when people actually mean it, like Ted, Miles, because both of you guys have the big calendars.
Yeah.
Like, I ruin it for you. I say, let me check my calendar, which is, I don't have a
That's
calendar.
Great. Trust
you
me.
Guys legitimately have calendars.
There has been stuff that's come up at work, and I know everybody has heard the saying in the office. I'm like, God damn it, why did I not put that on
the
calendar?
So we, Ted and I will flip the calendar.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is. Like, people come in
every
town.
Time, hey, man, it's September.
Like, people say, like, can you do this golf tournament, or can you do this, or are you there then? I'm like, yeah, but I don't know until Monday. You ask me on a Saturday night, and I have everything on that desktop. And you know what? It's the best excuse ever, but it's not an excuse. It's absolutely true.
For you guys, it's true.
Absolutely true.
And I also just keep dates of, like, certain things, right? So, like, for instance, last time New Originals played, right, over at Poor Decision.
Yeah. Great show, by the way, man.
Yeah. By the way, Taryn's going to be over there tomorrow evening for
that
MS
correct.
Benefit. When Kyle texted me about, hey, we're going to play, and I said, I'm busy. But I couldn't remember what it was.
But you knew the date.
I knew the date in my head. And then I had to big time be like, I'll be at the symphony. It's fun.
Oh, God, that's right. That was symphony day.
Yep.
You missed it. Mike crushed it.
I know he did. One day, Mike and I will play together.
One day.
Ooh.
We'll shake that microphone, Ted. We got to find a duet you and I can do.
We should do Walk This Way, like Kid Rock, and run and throw the microphone back and forth.
No, I'd say you do Ebony and Ivory, but Mike, you take the role of Ebony.
Yeah.
I just want to see the reaction from people. Like,
Or you give us a year and a half to prepare for this show. Mike and I do not shave, and we come out and do ZZ Top songs.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Which could be kind of crazy. Grow it out, Mike. We're ready.
Working on it.
Everybody, speaking of Tonight Show, the band on there is the Legendary Roots Crew.
Correct.
Questlove, probably, which is weird. Questlove's the drummer, but arguably the most famous member of the Roots.
Without a doubt.
He was just here at the zoo.
No kidding.
Last week, playing a show.
He is one of these stunningly intelligent and stunningly gifted people. So he teaches music. Whatever college in Philly. I bought a book about just vinyl, right? It's like an 800-page book. People give all their opinions. Quest loves in there. And when you read what he says about it, somehow it's just better than what everyone else says about it.
He's a good DJ, too. Like, in the height of the pandemic where you couldn't go anywhere, I was watching his DJ sets every Friday night.
Yeah, dude, it's sick. He's...
Yeah.
Yeah. He will never get enough... he'll get credit when he dies. It's one of those things. Like, you didn't know he did all this.
So, basically, if there's an apocalypse, he's ready. He recently bought an eight-acre farm. Where he's building a warehouse for his records. It's safe haven for his family.
Is that the order he said it? I got a safe haven from a vinyl. Oh, I ended up my family. Yeah, I love you guys.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, they're looking at me. Okay.
Basically, like I was saying, he was DJing those sets during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So he convinced his ex to purchase the land after being stuck in the penthouse during the pandemic.
Stuck in the penthouse, yes.
Yeah, he says, I'm building my own version of Noah's Ark.
It's just full of vinyl. Yeah. And if my kids can fit, they can go there too. I just like how he says that. Yeah, man, for all my music. Oh, Jesus, right, my family.
I've got all my music, my wife, but I can only bring one kid. So rock, paper, scissors. Let's see who's going.
Not a bad way to do it.
No, it's a terrible way to do it, Miles.
This weekend, over on Amazon, the series premiere of A League of Their Own, if you want to check that out. Saturday night, Comedy Central, that they're going to televise the South Park 25th anniversary concert.
Oh, nice.
Then you can cap. Oh,
Seahawks. Oh, rush.
There we go.
Seahawks, Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. Then cap off your weekend Sunday. Your Sounders, 7 p.m. Little nightcap.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, someone decided a roof in Brooklyn. It needed a 60-ton pool on top. Meanwhile, a man walks through New York subway naked, letting his bees flip and fly. A man who went to festival wakes up in a coffin because he was sacrificed to a god. A kangaroo tries to break into the Russian embassy, which some found a little bit odd. And a bear in Turkey eats some honey and trips real, real, real hard. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Bolivia, where a local festival got a little too intense for one patron. The 30-year-old tells authorities that he went to the opening night of the Mother Earth Festival and remembers very little of the night, as there was plenty of drinking to be done all around. When he woke up the next morning, he thought that he was in his own bed, but was immediately stricken with fear when he realized that he was actually in a coffin, buried alive. It is customary that people bring offerings and sacrifices for Mother Earth at this festival, and he's the latest in what people fear is the ongoing tradition of an actual human sacrifice. He says that he was able to get out thanks to a glass that was on the lid of the coffin that he was able to break.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did you read the story?
I didn't.
All right, so he had a butt, a Ted. Man, me, a couple
Come
of buddies.
Damn.
We're going out, say, to the woods.
Okay.
You want to go, man, we're drinking, partying, having a good time. You're like, hell yeah, man. Well, you're drinking the stuff we gave you, which dopes you up.
Right.
You pass
which is
out.
Laced.
No big deal. We've passed out in front of each other a million times. When you wake up, you realize you've been buried alive in a coffin, and then you go, oh, Jesus, my friends that I was hanging out with, part of some weird cult where they need a human sacrifice for whatever it is they do.
Right.
That is horrible.
Because the sacrifice apparently lets Mother Earth, like, give back a little bit, and it kind of keeps things going. And the locals were kind of afraid that people were still doing this crap. And
oh, they are.
Yeah.
It's also kind of crazy. Like, I'm just running through my friends right now. Like, wonder who I'd select to get buried.
Ooh. I thought you were thinking who would end up burying me. I see where you're coming from.
Right? Mm. Who would we bury, Ted?
Well, I mean, I guess it'd be Miles.
Down he goes. In other news,
he won't remember.
To New York.
Well, he doesn't even mind.
He Irish accented.
To New York, where the story is that an average day in New York City. People in one of the local subway stations were treated to an interesting sight as the number 9 train rolled onto the platform and a fully nude man sauntered his way off one of the cars. He walked through the crowd of people, most of which didn't even give him a second look nor a thought, and he strolled up the stairs and out of the station where a uniformed officer was waiting for him, calling for help, and he was taken to the hospital for evaluation.
I can't even believe they did that.
Right.
Last couple of times I've been to New York City. One time there's a dude, he had a hand truck you could buy from Home Depot.
Okay.
And he had 3 HD TVs stacked on there.
Damn.
He obviously had stolen them. 2 cops looked at him. He just took off running. Cops laughed and went back to business.
and that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right. Great week. We'll be back on Monday for the random question.
And your guess is as good.
And your guess is good as mine.
Ted, that was so smooth.
Oh, up next, the lovely Taryn Daly.
In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until then, do what you do best for Aletha's sake. Stay beautiful.
Audience, wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.